I tried to be an atheist for a couple of years. That didn't work out so well. One was that it was hard. Christmas was difficult. You know, putting up a tree to the birth of nobody in particular. Funerals were sad, you know, all dressed up, nowhere to go. You hit your thumb, who do you call? It was pretty rough. I became a believer again when I was getting my first doctorate, and these were in science. And I realized that there was something there that I had to deal with. And I can still remember the day that I walked into my wee flat there, in the southwest of Scotland, and looked up at the ceiling and said, all right, so you're there, but I don't like you. And I don't know what I'm going to do about you. And that began a long wrestling match with God. For the next 3 years, I refer to that three-year period of my life as God taking me into a dark room and beating me about the head and shoulders. He had to make me into something else. I wasn't one of the people that loved coming to things like this. Sorry. Now, those of you that live for this, you will now feel superior to me because you are. I had trouble with it. I would go to a place like this and there'd be singing and singing and singing. And my mom would look over at my dad. You know, I'd be sitting in between. We're all wearing a suit and a tie because God can't hear you without that. And my mom would say, oh, Belle, don't you think this is what heaven will be like? And I'd be thinking, no. An eternity like this, what are my options? You know, just maybe not hell. That's not limbo. I'll take limbo. Is limbo in play? But I never said it out loud because I wanted to live. And my dad would... My dad made it very often very, very, very plain that he could live without me. And so I wanted to be very careful about the way I phrase things around him. And he might want to baptize me again, but hold me under a bit long if you get my drift. It took me a long time to learn something that I'm hoping I can tell you about in the next 25 minutes or so. And that's this. You are actually a creation made on purpose for exactly this time.